I don't know why they make me follow that. It's almost impossible to follow that. I'm going to make sure mine's on. Okay. It's almost impossible to follow that because you can't help but smile if you see that. So that's absolutely wonderful. We've got 246 people here this morning. That's a great, great, great number. We're glad you're here. We know that a bunch of you are here to be with your mothers. How wonderful that is that you are here with your mothers. And I want to say Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day. I always learned back a long time ago that when you have Mother's Day, you get up and you do a sermon about how great the mothers are. And then when you have a Father's Day, you do a sermon about how bad the fathers are and how great the mothers are. That's typically what we do when we come in do Mother's Day. But I want you to know that speaking from experience, there is no one that loves their children more than their mothers. And I don't much anymore, but I used to go hunting a lot over in Arkansas and in Montgomery County. And one of the things they did back several years ago in Montgomery County is they brought down a bunch of nuisance bear, 400 of them, from Montana and released them in Montgomery County. Now think about what I'm talking about, a nuisance bear. That means they're getting into people's garbage, they're getting into people's houses sometimes, they're getting into their garages, they're getting into things that they shouldn't be into. And as a hunter, I would go out and they would say, beware of the bear. But black bear, which we have in Arkansas, black bear are not very aggressive, except if you get between a mama and her cubs, and they say they will come after you. They will come after you. So you have to be careful about that when you talk about getting in between a mama and her cubs. And that's the same thing with a mother. Bob brought up just a minute ago about Jesus and his mother, and I'm going to mention that here in just a minute. But one of the things about Jesus and his mother is, if you think about the pain that she suffered while she was watching her son on the cross. And she was there. She saw it. She was there. And you know that she must have had great, great pain. I want to thank you all for your prayers for my son and everything, and I'll just give you a quick update. We're going to UAMS tomorrow for a consultation, and we'll find out exactly. They're going to have to replace both of his hips. He's 29 years old. They're going to have to replace both of his hips, and that's not a fun thing, and I know that's not a fun thing, but I know how I wish, and I know how my wife wishes, that we could take that away from our son, and we would gladly switch places. Both of us would. Mary, I'm sure, felt exactly the same way. That she would have gladly switched places with her son if she could have. But that sacrifice had to be perfect, didn't it? It had to only be given by someone who was perfect in every way. That had been tempted in every way that we are tempted, yet he was without sin. That's the only way that that could have happened. That's the only way, folks, that we can be in heaven, is the fact that Jesus paid our debt. We must remember that. Always. And I want you to know that I am proud of our mothers. I'm very proud of my mother, who passed away in 2020. But I'm very proud of the way that she raised me and the things that we did, because my father passed away when I was very young. I was 13 years old. And so Mom was a single mother the whole time. And she put three kids through college, scooping ice cream. That's what she did. And so I'm very proud of the things that she did for us. But she did it for us. And she would work sometimes 80 hours in a week so that she could put food on the table. Folks, we realize what our parents have done for us. And one of the things that I want to mention this morning is that Mother's Day is actually a biblical-based holiday. So is Father's Day. It is biblically based. Because in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2, as Randy brought up just a little while ago, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Honor them, because it is with promise. And so the question is, what exactly is the promise? And in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, it says this, honor your father and mother, so that your days may be prolonged on the land which the Lord your God gives you. Now specifically what that is this. If you honor your father and mother, your days are going to be prolonged with great blessings from God. And I know you probably haven't thought of it in that manner, but that's exactly what it is. If you honor your father and mother, your days will be blessed from God. They will be prolonged, that you are being blessed by God. Most of you know this, that I was a high school principal for 16 years. Oh my goodness. Very few things that would come about on my desk were positive. Most of them were negative. But one of the things I'll never forget is that kids would come in oftentimes and they'd be upset with their parents. And that they were being punished, and they didn't like that they were being punished by their parents, that they had their Game Boys taken away from them, or whatever it was, their phones, or whatever it was, that they had been taken away from them. They didn't like it. And I'd say, well, why did you get it taken away? They'd say, well, because I did this, and I did this, and I wouldn't clean my room, I wouldn't do this, I wouldn't do this. And I said, wouldn't it be easier if you just clean your room? Wouldn't it be easier if you just picked up your stuff? If you just did what your parents wanted you to do? Would that just not be easier? And I want you to know, folks, it is easier if you just do what they want you to do. And one of the things I'm going to bring up here in just a minute is about when Jesus turned the water into wine. We'll talk a little bit about that here in just a minute. But Jesus really didn't want to do that, did he? Do you want to go clean up your room? I wish my son would learn how to clean up his room. He still hasn't learned. Hey? I wish he would. Honor your father and mother, because that will bring prolonged blessings down to your life. Prolonged blessings. Now, I want to talk to us as to how we can honor our father and mother. It's not just Mother's Day that I want to talk about here. It's not just talking about how wonderful our mothers are, because they are. But you as a son, you as a daughter, how do you bring honor to your mother and father? How do you bring honor to your parents? And that's what I want to talk about today, is it's us bringing honor to our parents in our actions, in our daily work, in the things that we say and do. And so I want to get real specific as to how we do that. And let's start out with the first one here in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. It tells us this: children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Randy brought that up today too. Did you have my list out there, Stephen? Yeah, that's right. Children, obey your parents. Okay? This is the first thing that we can do to honor our fathers and mothers. Just be obedient to them. I'll never forget when our son was growing up, and I would make comments to my wife just to get on to my wife and say, "You're acting just like your parents." And she said, "No, I'm not either. I don't act like my parents." I said, "Yes, you do." Because you think about this. You tell the child, do not stick the fork in the light socket. The child says, "Why?" And you say, "Because there's electricity and you'd get shocked if you stuck the fork in the light socket." "Why?" "Because you would be hurt if you stuck the fork in the light socket." "Why?" "Son, just don't stick the fork in the light socket." "Why?" "Because I told you so." How many of us have said, growing up, that I will never tell my children, "Because I told you so"? And how many of us as parents have said, "Because I told you so"? Understand something about our parents. Our parents want what's best for you. Don't ever think that they don't, because they do. They want your life to be easier than their life was. Because all of us have difficulties in our life. And we don't want you growing up and making the same mistakes that we made. And so a lot of times it's no other reason other than, you know, I've made those same mistakes and I don't want you to make them. Now, I never stuck a fork in a light socket because we didn't have electricity when I was growing up. But I will tell you this. There are things in our life that we don't want our children to do. So when we talk about children obeying your parents, it's for your good more than it is for them. Don't run out in the street. Look both ways before you cross the street. Don't do those things, because those things will hurt you. This is the number one thing about bringing honor to your parents, is obeying your parents. And realize that obeying your parents protects you. Second, in John chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, Jesus is here. This is where he turns the water into wine. And remember, his mother comes to him and tells him that they are out of wine. Now, this is a very bad situation for a host of a wedding. They would be looked down upon, they would be ridiculed, they would be talked bad about, because they've run out of wine at the wedding. And so Jesus' mother is looking to Jesus, knowing that he has the power to take care of it, whatever it is. And she looks at him and says, "They don't have any wine." And Jesus' response is this: What is that to me? You see, Jesus didn't want to do that because his hour had not yet come. In other words, it was not time yet for him to reveal who he was. And so his hour had not yet come. But what does Jesus do? He does the wishes of his mother. Why does he do the wishes of his mother? Because he brings honor to her by doing that. Even though it's something that he doesn't agree with, even though it's something that he's not yet ready to do, he does it because he brings honor to his mother. As I've told you before, when my mother was in her 90s and unable to do for herself, if she called me and she asked me, said, could you come and do this? I would never tell my mother no. I'd get in the car and go do it. And as I've told you before, the reason why is not because I feared her punishment for me not doing it, but it's because I love her. We do for our parents as they ask, even though it may be inconvenient for ourselves, even though it may not be something we want to do, we do it anyway because we love them. And we would do anything in the world for them. Jesus did the same thing with his mother. Now notice this also. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. We bring honor to our parents by being kind to one another. Did you ever think of that? By doing good for one another, we bring honor to our parents. As a high school principal, I saw that, I know, 1,000 times. When a child would do something good, and I'd look at them and I'd think to myself, someone taught you to do that. It was their parents. They learn from example. They learn from their parents how to be kind to one another, to be compassionate, to be forgiving, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. We bring honor to our parents simply by being kind and forgiving to one another. Somebody taught you. You learned it from somebody. And most of the time you learn it by example. In Acts chapter 2, verse 47, I want you to see this. This is after the church has begun. This is after Jesus was resurrected. This was after Jesus had gone into heaven to be with his Father. This was at the time of the first beginning of the church that Jesus established. Those people had favor with all of the people in the community. Now, my question is this. Do we have favor with all the people in our community? Are we, I'm talking about us, are we bringing honor and glory to our parents? Are we bringing honor and glory to our congregation? Are we bringing honor and glory to God? Are we having favor with our community? When they see us, do they know, hey, you attend over there at Podo Church of Christ? Man, that's a good church. Look at all these good people that come here. Are we bringing honor and glory? And realize, as we bring honor and glory to our parents, we're also bringing honor and glory to our congregation, and we're bringing honor and glory to God. Are we doing that? This is bringing honor to our parents by simply having favor with all people everywhere. We bring honor to our parents. Look at this one also. Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. What about your job? Do you bring honor and glory to your parents at your job? At school? In your daily lives? Are you bringing honor and glory? Because look here, it says you are supposed to work as you work for the Lord. In everything. If God asked you to do something, would you do it? And I ask that question because I know people that wouldn't. They're not very smart people. But if Jesus was standing right here, and he asked us all to go out and do something, would not all of us go out and do it? Yes, we would. If our boss asks us to do something, and I've had good bosses, and I've had bosses that were not so good. You can't imagine having bosses that weren't very good, huh? I've had bosses that were mean. I've had bosses that would lie. I've had bosses that did not treat me the way that I thought I should have been treated. But do you work for them as you would for the Lord? Again, by doing that, you are bringing honor to your parents by working hard, by showing others I can be counted on. Those of you that own businesses know this more than anybody else, because you sit back and you realize that you want that employee that you can count on, that will be there regardless, that will help you when you need help, even though it may not be their job. You want that person. Same thing here. We work heartily as for the Lord. It is the Lord, Jesus Christ, whom we serve. And by doing that service, we give honor to our parents. John chapter 19, verse 26 and 27. This was also brought up. Bob brought this one up. While Jesus was hanging on the cross, he saw his mother at the cross watching him suffer. And he knew without a doubt how she was feeling. And Jesus in his pain, Jesus in his suffering, provides for his mother. He saw John standing there at the cross also. And he told Mary to behold her son. Not himself, as I've heard some people say. He's talking specifically about John. Woman, behold your son. And then he says to John, behold your mother. In other words, I can't take care of you anymore. But I will provide for you because John will take over. Providing for your parents. There will be a day that will come where I won't be able to do what I can do now. There is a day which now is that I cannot do what I did 30 years ago. And I know there will be some day where my son will have to provide for me if I live long enough. And I've told him that, and he's told me something other than he will provide. I want y'all to realize that there comes a time in our life when we need to provide for our parents. Because they will get to the point that they cannot provide for themselves. But my response to that is this. They provided for you when you were unable to provide for yourself. Is it not just for us to provide for them when they are unable to provide for themselves? It must take place. Jesus provided for his mother while he was dying on the cross. The burden he took is far more than the burden we're taking. Provide for your parents. That brings honor to them. Ecclesiastes 12:13 tells us this. Here's the conclusion of all things. Fear God and keep his commandments. I want you to understand something. The greatest honor that we could ever give to our parents is fearing God and keeping his commandments. The greatest honor I have had in my lifetime was when I baptized my son into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit for the remission of sin. I am honored that my son is a Christian. I am honored that my son will be in heaven with me. I am honored that he is faithful and working diligently in his congregation in MENA. I am honored that he's bringing up that little girl, that little two-year-old girl, in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That brings the greatest honor I could ever receive. Knowing he has a place in heaven. To fear God and to obey his commandments is the greatest honor we could ever give to our parents. Because we honor God. And I want you to understand one other thing. That anytime we bring honor to our parents, you are bringing honor to yourself. Anytime we do for others as God would have us to do for them, we bring honor to ourselves. Anytime in this world that we strive to serve others, we bring honor to ourselves. If you follow God, you bring honor to yourself. The blessings will fall down upon you when you honor your father and mother, when you honor God, because in the result, you are bringing honor to yourself, and you will hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Folks, realize why this is a command with promise. The promise is that you will receive great blessings. And the greatest blessing of all is the fact that Jesus Christ died for you. Bring honor to your parents. Bring honor to God. Bring honor to yourself. In this way, we are honoring those who have gone on before us. In this way, we are honoring our parents daily. If you have a need this morning, a need for baptism, or a need for our prayers, we want to give you that opportunity to come while together we stand and sing.